to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. Stand up. Stand up. Stand up. And throughout the world today.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. You can get involved by calling 888-77-5377-3-888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And my biblical question for this week, the biblical question, why do you prefer sacrifice over mercy? Why do you prefer sacrifice over mercy? You ever thought about that? Those men and women who are working on themselves. It's amazing. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're running around and doing whatever it is you're doing, you can still listen to the show while doing what you got to do on your phone by calling the listen line. Testing, see here. By calling the listen line. My headset went dead again, folks. By calling the listen line on Talk Stream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. This is Wednesday, again, what now? And the second to the last, the second and the third hour is rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man hour. We take all calls, though. But the first hour on Wednesday, because we love the blacks, it is Black Excellence. That was then, and this is now. What's wrong with the black?
It blows my mind how black people go in everybody else's business and bully them.
I want to make sure we agree on that first.
No, we disagree.
Hold on.
I'm on your ass, Jesse.
What the?
Come on, Coon.
Hey, Tony. My mirror flew about to come off.
I think you've pretty much pissed off everybody.
Keep that. He be like, what the? Amazing, huh? It's amazing to me that Earth is not heaven. And man or woman are not God, and woman are not God. And it is a spiritual battle. It truly is, and it's happening within the individual. Not outside of you, but inside. and you think it's happening on the outside of you, and it's causing you to feel the way you feel on the inside. And it's just not true. It's so not true that you can't make yourself believe this. You got to see it. Once you see it for yourself, you're gonna want more and more of that that caused you to see it, the light, the truth. Amazing, huh? I want to encourage you again, those men and women who are working on themselves, do what you want, but I want to really encourage you because I hear from a lot of people, Jesse, how do I deal with fear, they ask. Because everybody, and they mama, if you're black, everybody and their mama have fear. And some people, a few, one handful, want to overcome it. They literally want to be free. And so those men and women I'm talking to, I want to encourage you to watch the fear when it comes up in you, but don't associate with it. Do nothing about it. For the example, let's say you got to go to work and you know you got to confront or deal with your boss at work. He told you yesterday, when you come in tomorrow, I want to talk to you. I have your 6 month evaluation ready. And then all day long, all night, you were afraid. Oh, God, what are they going to tell me? Am I fired? Am I this? And oh, they're going to get me, right? When that fear come, and the first thing in the morning when you wake up, that fear come. Oh, God, I got to talk to my boss today. What the? Here's the key, really. And if you can prove me wrong. Here's the key. Let's say you have that fear. You're aware that the fear is there. You're aware. You're thinking and you're feeling it. The key to overcoming fear is to do nothing about it. Don't use thoughts to rationalize the fear. Don't plan what you're going to say to the boss if the boss says this or that or this or blah, 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 or that. Just really don't go into thinking about the fear, because you're going to get the thoughts and the words and you're going to cover it up because you're trying to save yourself from it. So that means that you identify with it and you also think you're the savior of it. Amazing, huh? Just do nothing about it. Don't plan at all what you're going to say or your reaction to the boss. And an amazing thing will happen without a doubt. The healing, the light will come in and it will save you from the fear. And the fear will disappear. And the fear would be no more. You got to give it a chance. You got to give yourself a chance, your true self, to be free of all this craziness on the inside of you. And inside of everybody is craziness. Your junk is inside of your mind. You have a junky mind, a distorted mind, an evil mind. But you won't let, you just, you try to save yourself by associating with it and coming up with ideas about how to get past it or what to do about it. You think there's someone there that can do something about it. There's literally no one there who can save you from your emotional world. No one. Nothing. No one. Oh, you may get a few things and you become ambitious. And you will get a few things in the world. But that's not going to save you from your junky mind. Your angry, lost, ego mind. Isn't that amazing? So that's a little hint for this morning. For those men and women who are working on themselves and you want to be free. And you shall be free if you do it. And just stay with it. Amazing. Because the world is gone crazy and it's going to get worse. Somewhere in the Bible, and I'll ask Hake about it later, it says something like, the world would never, listen, the world is going to be the same. The world is not going anywhere. You know, in the Old Testament, it's been said that Christ came and he changed the world. And now things are going to get better. He didn't change the world. He gave human beings a way out of the world to overcome the world. If you see everything that was happening in the Old Testament, it's still happening right now. Right, thank you, boy. What's his name? Anchor Baby. Generations goes and generations come. But the earth remained forever. Ecclesiastes 1:4. Apparently it says it a few times in different ways through the Bible. Can you give me another way?
Psalm 93:1. The world is established, it shall never be moved.
Amazing.
Psalm, another time in Psalm, he's 104, louder, nit, my bad. Psalm, is this chapter 104, verse 5? He set the earth on its foundations so that it should never be moved. Oh, yeah, that's it.
That's deep. The world, the earth ain't going nowhere, but you could be at peace on the earth. And if you notice, everything that was happening in the Old Testament is still happening now, and even more so. Because I don't think there were drag queens in the Old Testament. Maybe, but I don't know. Maybe, though. But he came so that you may overcome the world. But you still got to have evil in the world working through people doing evil things. And they are doing evil things. They're even at a point now where they cut off children's body parts because they say the child is not a boy or a girl. They want to be something else. That's Old Testament. Amazing, huh? But he came that you and I and anyone who want to may overcome the world. And one thing for sure, you can overcome the world. There's no such thing that you can't. And the only reason you don't overcome is you don't want to. That's the only reason. The only reason you live in your misery is because you want to. Feeding you food ain't going to change that. Giving you free houses ain't going to change that. Giving you free phones ain't going to change that. Having false sympathy for your issues are not going to change that. But you can overcome the world if it's made possible. And it's up to you. This is why you can't help people. They don't want help. They truly don't want real help. Isn't that something? But, and you're on an ego trip playing God, saying you can help somebody. I can change them. I can help them. And you're in the way of what can truly help them because you're playing God in the way. Feeling good about yourself, which is ego, and it's not even working. Earth ain't passing away. It ain't going nowhere. Earth is stand. It ain't going nowhere. And you, and you, and you, you gonna love it. Love, love. You're going to love the earth. Amazing. Thank you. Earth ain't going nowhere, and evil lives in human nature. Human nature is evil. There are Christians who think that anger is not, they think anger is love and natural, and they said Jesus had it. No, he didn't. That's a lie. And it's another way for you to justify your misery and hold on to it. So when people tell me that, I'm like, oh, okay. Stay in your hell. And everybody, all races are fighting with somebody. All races are fighting with someone. You can overcome the world, and you'll be fine. If you want to. It will be no more. It's like hate. Walk with God. And hate was no more. Hate walked with God, and hate was no more. Amazing, huh? Everybody fighting with somebody. All evil people fight. All evil people fight. So if you're fighting and arguing and trying to prove something and think about others, and the way that you think about them, it's because you are evil. That's why you're fighting. And you say, I'm trying to save my race. I'm trying to save my this and my that. You're lying to yourself because you're evil. The truth said to lay down your weapon. No more fighting. That doesn't mean you don't protect yourself physically, if someone tried to hurt you, physically. But other than that, there's no reason for fighting. Zero. But in your mind, you think it is because your mind is evil. You and your mind are one, which is the devil's mind. Everybody fight. The blacks don't get along with the Latinos don't get along with the blacks, and the whites don't get along with the Jews, and the Jews don't get along with the whites, and the whites don't get along with the blacks, and the blacks don't get along, and the Japanese hate the Chinese, and the Chinese hate the Asians, and the Asians hate the Alawaba people, and everybody hates somebody. Where is the love? Why don't you see that's evil? Why don't you see it? The blacks and Latinos are fighting, and that's been going on forever. I've noticed that in the black areas, what they call communities, blacks have fought with every race that lived next door to them. in what they call their community. A long time ago, white people used to live and have their own community, and then the blacks moved in, and the fight started, and the whites left. And white people move into a black area, the fight start. And then the whites left, and the Jews moved in and set up shop. And the black got mad at the Jews, and the Jews had to shut down and leave. And then the Mexicans moved in. Before that, it was like the something else, Chinese folks or somebody moved in. The Mexicans moved in. No, the Chinese people moved in and set up shop, and the blacks were jealous and ran them off. And then the Mexicans are there now, and nothing but a fight. The blacks fight with everyone that move in, and yet they do nothing, zero, to improve where they live. Isn't that amazing? Over there in Leimert Park, some of you might not know, it's a black, predominantly black area, but Mexicans are over there too, and they fight. Black people think they own Leimert Park, and nobody else has the right to say or do anything over there unless they get the blacks' permission. And they don't even own it. Amazing, huh? Yahoo News is reporting a planned 5K organized by South Los Angeles Running Club has been moved from Leimert Park, a black area, to Elysian Park, Mexican area, I guess, after backlash from the black community members. Watch this from Fox News.
That's right. You know, online, this situation quickly spiraled out of control. But in person, when people talk it out, things look different.
Attention, South Central LA.
We're throwing a 5K in Crenshaw.
Yes, Crenshaw.
So get your running shoes ready,
because on Sunday, September 6th at 9 a.m., we're meeting up at Leimert Park and taking over the streets.
Barrio Athletics is a Southern California run club that organizes 5Ks in different neighborhoods. This time, they picked Leimert Park, and the backlash was swift.
We don't want you to come into Africatown. Please make note of it. You got time still to relocate your event. You will be met with resistance from the black community.
The controversy went viral, with some social media comments threatening to call ICE if the runner showed up. The backlash forced Barrio Athletics to move the run from Leimert Park to Elysian Park. At Leimert Park Plaza, people have a lot to say about how this was handled.
We do not support calling ICE on Latino. No.
There's always been miscommunications and misunderstandings.
Amazing, huh? They're going to call ICE. Black people always threaten to call ICE on the Mexicans when they don't get it their way. But supposedly they don't like ICE until they need ICE. ICE, ICE, baby.
Amazing.
And supposedly they didn't like the language from that gal that was saying we're going to take over Leimert Park. I didn't know that the blacks thought that Leimert Park was African town, African village. What the? When I first moved to L.A. back in 1968, I used to live over there. That's where I lived with my family members when I first moved here. And it was beautiful. It wasn't all this mess. And there were still white people there, so it was still nice. And then as the white people moved away, and the blacks moved in, it got worse. I didn't know they thought Leimert Park was African town. What the? Leimert Park is not African town. African town is in Africa. Resident and local leaders found the video language offensive, calling it disrespectful to Leimert Park history and a hub of black cultures and resistance. Amazing.
We're meeting up at Leimert Park and taking over the streets.
They point to one line in the running promotional video, taking over the streets, which they say many found problematic. Dominic DePrima, host of KBLA, explains why.
This is an historic black district which we fought for and built up. It's our arts district. It's our cultural hub. So to hear somebody saying you're going to come take over, sort of like the last stand for black LA, is problematic.
I understand where the anger is coming from, even though hearing it expressed like that, it's not pretty.
LA Times columnist Gustavo Arellano.
But we have to remember that black LA reveres Leimert Park. It is, for decades, it has been a center of black resistance, cultural resistance especially, at a time where the population of black LA and its political power has been shrinking. You see this exact type of reaction if you have people who are not from Boyle Heights trying to come into Boyle Heights.
Barrio Athletics organizer did not provide an interview or statement to Fox 11. The people we spoke with say they welcome everyone to Leimert Park. But if you're planning an event there, notify the community first.
Wow. If there is one message that you want to get across, what is it?
Come out this weekend. We call it Africatown. Some know it as Leimert Park. But make sure y'all come out this weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and enjoy yourself.
Amazing. Everybody resistance. Have a resistant movement. Except baby Jessica's daddy. What the? That girl was young that was promoting the run. She didn't mean any harm. She was saying, take over, meaning we're going to take this down. We're going to get it done. She didn't talk about owning it. What the? From what I can tell, I may be wrong. Ain't that something? And then the two females that were justifying it, the little Muslim one and the little black Dominique lady, they were justifying evil, rationalizing it, giving these blacks a reason to be mad. See how Satan does it? It doesn't even make sense, these people reacting in that way over a 5K run. It's just a run. And the way the lady was promoted are just words. And they're up in arms. And they don't even own the park. What a mess, huh? Human nature is evil. You cannot trust an angry person. An angry person is a murderer. Despite social media rumors, Mayor Bass, so-called mayor, forced the relocation, she said she had no prior knowledge of the situation and was not involved in the resolution.
And there was also a post on social media from an activist saying that Mayor Bass had intervened and had told the running group to move the 5K from Leimert Park to another location. Apparently, that is not the case. Mayor Bass was facing some backlash of her own. So she did issue a long statement that reads in part. Take a look at that. She says, to be clear, I was not aware of the situation prior to the resolution, and I did not speak with anyone about Leimert Park, Barrio Athletics, or its 5K. I want to correct that impression without dismissing the concerns or perspectives of anyone involved. This was a resolution shaped by the people and organizations involved.
Let me be clear. And I don't know if Mayor Bass was involved or not, but I know that she's not going to let you know if she was, because she's up for re-election in November. She needs every vote she can get.
You can't run
back in a moment.
From evil within yourself or outside of self. You got to deal with it. And you need good in order to deal with evil. And God is good. You need to return to the Father and you'll see within you, he will fight the battle for you. And he will fight it without, because he will show you how to deal with it. And you will have no fear. Love God with all your heart, all your soul, all your might, along with nothing else. Nothing else means yourself, your children, your wife, your things, your ego, your reputation, and all that. You can't care about any of that. The children of anger will use it to control you. But if you love God, he will renew your mind, and none of those things will be before him. And so when they go after you, oh, well, you may take my body, you may take my things, but you're not going to take my soul. And that's a true reality. Okay, welcome back. 888-773-773-888. 77 Jesse. Cup announcement. Oh, I forgot to ask. Let me ask with the mic off. What a beta. No hate today at 9 a.m. Normally, there used to be a hate report. But now, don't worry, it's something even better. The American Anchor, baby, at 9 a.m. Are you doing it at 9 a.m.?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. The American Anchor, baby, at 9 a.m. Pacific time. Hate can't do his show. He's doing his work, but not his show. Hate walk with God. And Hate was no more. Isn't that amazing? And at 2 p.m. today is Wednesday. Is Puncher TV. P-U-N-C-H-I-E .TV with Bill. A brand new live episode with Bill. Don't mess with Bill. At 2 p.m. so you can call him. You can super chat. You can communicate with Bill. Every Wednesday, he does live shows at 2 p.m. Check him out. And last but not least for now, brand new episode on Friday for the fallenstate.tv. I had a really fun conversation with David Mauricio. And David is a liberal debater and content creator.
Next time on The Fallen State.
Are you Jewish?
It's just curly hair.
The only thing that's missing is the hat.
Okay. A lot of people are liberal.
Being a liberal is a woman thing.
Is it a woman thing, really?
Yeah. Do you ever follow a woman?
I would follow a woman, yeah.
Oh, beta.
You're more successful than a lot of white people.
You think?
Look, you have your own show.
I have the brain of a white man. Okay. What's wrong with the blacks?
They're great people, just so you know. Great people.
I'm not going to let you rest your case. It's not happening.
It was fun. Really. I enjoyed it. It was a fun show. You're going to enjoy it as well. And he looked Jewish to me. He totally looked Jewish. Because he has all this big, like Anchor Baby has all this Jewish hair, like a fro. And you can imagine a hat back being back there. And then he's real white like a Jew. It was fun, though. And you can support The Fallen State by becoming a member there on the YouTube channel or jesseleepeterson.locals.com, and I appreciate it. Let me go to Candace out of Florida.
Candace, you are on the air.
Hello. Hi, Jesse. It's been a long time. How are you?
It's been a long time without you, my friend. Amazing. All is well.
Hello?
All is well, Candace.
Yes, all is well. I was calling because it's three things I wanted to. I moved to Las Vegas. I was in California, then I moved back to Las Vegas to get a teaching position. And all of a sudden, when I got there, I had a heart attack. And they still don't know why I had the heart attack. And I was in the hospital the same time Ray J was in the hospital. We was in the same hospital together.
Who?
Ray J, the singer, Brandy's brother, Ray J.
Oh.
So we was in the hospital together with the same thing, congestive heart failure at first. And then they discharged me too early from one hospital, UMC Hospital. And then, I'm going to tell you, a homeless man, I was going to the grocery store, a homeless man saved my life. And I end up going to, like, one of the number one hospitals. It's brand new in Las Vegas, and it's West Henderson Hospital. And my cardiologist there is
don't be promoting the name of the hospital or the doctor.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, I'm sorry. Yeah. But I was just letting you know.
Right, I understand.
But I just wanted to also put out there, you know, about nurses, and this needs to be told. I have written Congress. I wrote Trump. You know, I'm a black and I'm Jewish, so...
She black and Jewish. What the?
So we'll get on the topic of that later. But anyway, I do want to get out, and this is important for everyone here in America, when they go to the hospitals and they cannot find, especially in the emergency room, they cannot find, like, your vein to draw blood. And they have what you call a vein finder. And I just found out a lot of nurses in the emergency room are not trained for the vein finder, nor are the ultrasound. And I'm getting it out there that every nurse in every hospital here in America should be trained on that, to find a vein finder. It should not have to go and get that. Three nurses in the emergency room could not find my vein. They had to get a woman out of ICU to come draw my vein, and she had the vein finder. And that's what I was telling them when I got back here to Florida, that y'all don't use the vein finder, because they use that, some, you know, in Vegas. But y'all should, you have a vein finder. Every nurse should be using the vein finder.
And they don't train them that. They don't teach them that in nursing school.
They don't. No.
Oh, okay. Well,
and number two,
everything, all the service in America is gone now. Everything is DEI.
Yes. Yeah, I see that. And number two,
let me ask you: how did a homeless person save you?
Jesse, I was walking to the grocery store, and I told, he was on the ground, Jesse, with one hand in his drink. I don't know what he had in the other hand. And he was near the bus stop, and I was walking past him, and he said, "You don't look good." And I'm like, "I don't feel good." He says, "Let me walk you to Starbucks." And I'm like, no, just walk me to the grocery store. He says, no, I'm walking you to Starbucks. You're not looking good. So I said, okay, just want me to Starbucks. I'll lay down there. So he was like, he went into Starbucks and he told the lady, the manager, to call 911. I was like, no, because I was scared. I was like, no, don't call. I'll be better in a minute. And he said, no. And he asked the lady, can you use the phone? He called 911 for me. They came.
Oh, okay.
And when they said, they gave me an EKG, they said, but we're going to give you an echo because something. And I said, echo? I've never heard of that, Jesse. And they said, ma'am, you're having a heart attack. It still didn't hit me. And the guy walked out the door.
You didn't feel, you know, so, that you were having a heart attack?
No, Jesse, that's what the emergency room doctor said. Most women, when they're having a heart attack, they're not feeling the pain. I don't think I was having shortness of breath.
Oh, okay.
Really bad.
Okay.
And so what hit me was in the paramedics when she said, and she's wonderful, she said, I got to get you there in 4 minutes. And she got me to the hospital in 3 minutes. And they put 2 cents. They saved my life.
So you're well now?
Oh, I'm well now. And I'm going to tell you something.
Do they know what cost it?
No. And I know I was eating wrong. So I'm on 15 milligrams of sodium a day. So I do 500 for breakfast, 500 for lunch, and 500 for dinner. And I know I was eating wrong, and I know that's what caused it. I know.
How do you know that for sure?
Because I was eating over more than the 15 milligrams of sodium that they were telling me. Because I've been stressing.
What is sodium? Salt? Oh, salt. So you were eating a lot of salt.
A lot of food with salt, a lot. Trust me.
And then you said you were under stress?
I was under stress, too. I've been under stress, too, with the school system and the certain type of school that I was teaching at, and I had stopped teaching. And
why don't you let stress go? Why do you hold on to it, knowing that it'll destroy
you? You know what? That's true. And another teacher, she left, and she told me, Candace, get out of this school.
Let me ask you this because of time. Why don't you let stress go? And that way, when pressure comes from outside, it won't affect you. Why do you hold on to stress?
That's true. And it's not really holding
on. No, that was
a
question.
I don't know. That's the thing. I'm not holding on to stress. It's just that when I'm working in the teaching, you know, stress comes along. You don't hold on to it. It comes a part of your job and part of your life.
It's abnormal to stress under any situation. That's not normal.
That's true. It's not normal. But when you're at a certain job.
So why don't
you
let it go?
Oh, I have let it go now.
I mean, because you're not under the stress right now, but the stress is still inside of you. Why don't you overcome it? So whether you're at that school or any school and the kids are bad and out of control, because I know how that is, why don't you overcome stress so that no matter what the situation is, you will not have to experience it, because it's not good for your body to have stress in it. Why don't you drop it completely?
Yeah, I have.
But
and
you haven't.
The truth. Yes, I have. How do you know I haven't?
Because you were saying that you're not at the school anymore right now, so you're not under it. But if you went back to that school, you would feel it again.
No, but see, the thing is, I won't go back to that type of school. I won't go back to the school knowing it's going to bring stress. And it's not I'm going to tell you something. It's not just the kids. It's the administration, too, as well, that brought more stress on me than the children did. I love the children.
Because of time, I want you to know that none of those situations are bringing the stress on you. It's bringing it out of you. And so if it wasn't in you, then they couldn't, the administration. And I know what you mean about people mean today. They're like evil, right? And so I understand that. But those people and the kids were bringing the stress out of you. But if it wasn't in you, then they could not bring it out of you. What do you think about that?
That's true.
So why don't you drop it?
I can agree with that.
Why don't you drop it?
Yeah, I have dropped it.
No, you haven't.
Yes, I have dropped it, Jesse.
How do you know you dropped it?
I have dropped it. I'm feeling good. My pressure is perfect. I got the number one cardiologist.
I know, but if you went back to the school, you'd be back in it.
But see, that's the thing. No. Then see, that's the thing. I just told you 5 minutes ago, I'm not going back to that.
I know, but you're going back to work somewhere,
and I know
right?
I know how to alleviate stress in certain schools to go to and how to handle it now more.
Well, I got to run, but I'm glad you're better, Candace.
But can I just say one more thing right quick?
Yeah.
The echogram. Doctors and cardiologists don't tell. They only do an EKG when you go in there. I need everybody. If you have a heart problem, if you don't have a heart problem, make sure you tell your doctor to give you an echogram test, and that's going to let you know if you're about to have a heart attack, if you have a congested heart failure. The doctors are failing to tell people to come in, and they do it unless you have an emergency. But I need everyone to get the echogram.
Why you need them to do it?
Because it will stop a lot of heart attacks, congested
Amazing.
Heart failure.
You're right.
Of things. They only do EKG, but they don't do echograms.
Candace, I don't know if the advice you're giving out is true or not. So I can't claim it as being true.
Look
but what I can tell you is that we all should get at least a physical exam done every 6 months, at least once a year, but 6 months or so. And then
but see, that's what
make sure
that's
you
what
make sure you
right.
you tell the doctor what you want done, because you're right. A lot
Thank
of these
you.
Doctors and nurses are no good. They have no idea. And they're not going to give you the best thing for yourself.
Thank you. Thank you. But I'm telling everybody, even if they only do echogram, make sure you make it mandatory. Like Jesse just said, when you go get a physical,
yeah.
make sure you tell them to schedule you to get an echogram done. It's just an ultrasound. And
right
it's going to let you know how your heart is pumping. Everybody's heart supposed to be pumping past 55% fraction.
Thank you, Candy. I appreciate it. I can't continue to let you give out medical advice, but thank you. Amazing. I wish you well, and it's good to hear from you. Let me go to Andrew, a first-time caller out of Washington State. Andrew, you are on the air.
Hey, Jesse, how are you?
All is well, sir.
Hey, so I was just kind of looking for advice, I guess. So I've been listening to you pretty much every day. Dang, dude, sorry, man. For probably the past few months. And, dude, this is crazy, man. This, like, I don't know. I don't even know why I'm suddenly, like, getting emotional about this. It's so bizarre to me. But I forgave my parents 4th of July weekend. And I've been trying to do. Dang, dude.
Don't
I haven't
worry.
Cried probably.
Yeah, let it happen. Let it flow like through you. No man. Problem. Go ahead.
I've been trying to do the silent prayer, man, and it's freaking tough, dude. I'm like terrible at it. I don't know, man. I thought it was interesting what you just said to that lady, because you said like. All that stuff's not giving you stress. It's pulling the stress out of you.
Yes.
And I guess this situation right now is pulling the beta out of me because I'm tearing up for no reason.
And so your question is what?
Well, I've been noticing that my, you know, thoughts are lies, feelings are lies, and a lot of my desires, I've just been kind of doing what I wanted to do. My desires are lies, but it's just like, man, I just want them so bad. And it's like, for example, this week I wanted to do no porn for a week, no YouTube, no TV, no music for a week, and dude, I didn't even make it like 12 hours. And I was wondering, could you say you can't do anything on your own? And yeah, you can't do anything. You can't understand anything, and. I'm just wondering, like, what you do when faced with those desires, because I want to just sit in it, you know? Like you said earlier, you know, if the way to get over fear is just to sit in it, not do anything about it.
Yeah.
But when for some reason, man, I can't do that with my desires, with, like, porn or something as simple as, like, coffee, man, like I love energy drinks too. And like, if I'm going on a long car ride, man, I want a black cherry vanilla bang, in the car with me.
What the?
And like, dude, they're good, man. they're healthy, quote unquote. But, yeah, I was just wondering like how in the world do you just sit in it? If it's, cause I just honestly, like, I just feel like I'm putting
no endorsement
like,
imply,
really,
by the way.
My bad. They're my bad.
Oh,
but yeah, I was just wondering, how do you just sit there in it? Like, I understand, I can just sit in fear. That one I can sit in. But if I have a desire that I want to do, like,
your question about the desire is what?
How do you overcome your desires?
By sitting in it and taking the pain. And while sitting in it and doing nothing about it, it's going to cry out, no, no, you got to do something. Just get one drink. Just watch one video. You got to do something. This is too hard. This is too painful. You can't handle this. Don't do it. Don't do it. It's going to cry out in you. And if you did nothing about it but stay with it, and let the light comes in, it will take it away. Because it's just dark spirits, dark emotions. And you can't do anything about it. Don't try to do anything about it. Don't get angry about it. Don't call it you. Just live with it, and the light will come. The healing will come and destroy the misery, and you will be miserable no more. But you got to live with it. And let's say that for now, you go for days without doing it at all, internet stuff. And then one day, you're unconscious, and it just come up on you, and you feel like you can't help it. And you go and do it, but don't judge it. Don't be mad at doing it. Don't say it's not working. I'm failing. I'm a loser. Do not identify with it at all, because if you do, you give it life, and you're going to end up repeating it over and over again. You got to literally have no relationship with it at all, because in reality, and this I promise you, nothing is happening to you. It's all happening to the false identity that's in you. You think that you're your thoughts. You think that you're the pain that you feel in your body. You think that it's your body, but it's not. It's all lies. And you're not going to see the, how you're not going to get the wisdom until you be still and live in it. You got to take the pain. It's not happening to you at all. It's happening to this false idea that is you, and it's not.
I appreciate it, man. Yeah, that was perfect, man. Appreciate it.
But just live with it. And then when you do the silent prayer, it is screaming out to you, this is too hard. The silent prayer is killing me. It's too boring. I'm having too many thoughts. Oh, my God. That's the illusion as well. It doesn't want you to be still and see what's really going on. So, and those thoughts that you're seeing when you're still like that, you've been having them all in your life, and you've been overwhelmed by them, but you didn't know that it wasn't you. You thought the thoughts were normal, but they're not.
Yeah. I appreciate it, man. I like what you said about boring, because I remember I tried doing the week-long, like, fast or whatever you want to call it. I tried not doing that stuff for a week, starting yesterday, or I guess Monday. Didn't go well, and then I saw a clip of you, because I was watching YouTube, and I wasn't supposed to, but I saw a clip of you saying, like, if you want to get to know yourself, you have to be bored.
Yes.
And a lot of my job is just sitting in a car driving.
Yeah.
And it's tough if you're just sitting there with no music, no podcast, no nothing. And it's bizarre. It's like a fight.
I promise you, boredom is the best thing that happened to us, so that we can see the false thing inside of us. Really. Boredom is good for you. It's not bad at all.
I appreciate it. Thanks, Jesse. Yeah, I appreciate it. I want other people to get a chance, so
stay
I appreciate it, Jesse.
Stay
Thank
with
you.
It, all right?
Yep, will do. Thanks.
Stay with it, okay. I got to take a quick break. Hate news, not the fake news, and I'll be right back. 2 more hours to go. I recommend you get a copy of my book, From Rage to Responsibility. I write about how the spirit of anger was taken away from me 29 years ago. I forgave my mother who tried to turn me away from my father, and I returned to my father, and through him, my father on earth, and through him, I was able to return to God. No man or woman can return to God unless you go through the Son. And men are sons of God. They may be weak, pathetic examples of it, but it's the spiritual order of life. God in Christ, Christ in man. Man over woman, woman over children. So get From Race to Responsibility. I write about that. Go to my website, rebuildingtheman.com, for an autographed copy, or call 800-411-BOND. And donate to my nonprofit, BOND, the Brotherhood Organization of a New Destiny. We are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man.
There's some serious mess going on in this here world. such as Apple preparing for a major product launch. Is that mess? I don't know. The midterm elections are coming up, and September, October, November. 2 months, I guess, right? Usually. And the NFL season is kicking off. And by the way, the U.S. military says that they destroyed 5 Iranian oil tankers in response to missile attacks on a Navy warship, according to far-left AP News. Trump reportedly gave $45,000 holiday gifts, maybe Christmas gifts, who knows? He is a Christmas celebrator, to Natalie Harp and 2 other aides. What a nice guy. And thousands of mail-in ballots in Washington and Oregon have been rejected because of late postmarks. Very nice. This is the end of hour one of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Wednesday. First hour was Black Excellence. Shout out to the blacks. And shout out to the callers. Hang tight, callers. JLP will be right back to your calls. Manhood Hour is coming up here in the second and third hours of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. Manhood Hour is 2 hours long, okay? And it's the 9th of September, AD 2026, all right? In case I didn't mention that, U.S. military says they destroyed 5 more Iranian oil tankers after a missile attack on its warship. In response, Tehran hit back at American targets in Jordan. It is the latest burst of back-and-forth strikes that have lurched the sides back toward open hostilities, according to far-left extremist off-the-deep-end liberal AP News. Jordan's military said their air defense systems intercepted 18 ballistic missiles. It said no reports of casualties. The latest U.S. strikes are part of a dual economic and military approach by our greatest president, Donald J. Trump, as he struggles, they say, they call it, to bring an end to the more than 6-month-old war, if you want to call it a war. Our greatest president, Donald J. Trump's administration on Tuesday imposed sanctions on additional elements of Iran's aviation industry in its new push to isolate Tehran from its remaining trading partners. Both the U.S. and Iran are seeking to exert control over the Strait of Hormuz, where 1/5, as you have heard many times probably, 20% of the world's oil was passed through there before the war began, if you want to call it a war. Rising energy prices are posing political problems for Trump and his Republican Party. No problem. Ahead of the November midterm elections, and the far-left AP, I'm sure, are licking their chops and rubbing their hands about that, right? Trump gave $45,000 holiday gifts to Natalie Harp, whoever that is, and 2 other White House aides, a White House official not authorized to comment publicly and spoke on the condition of anonymity, said our greatest president, Donald J. Trump, has a long-standing practice of giving Christmas gifts to people in his orbit, including at times employees and aides, both in the government and in his time in the private sector. The administration released details of these gifts in the staffer's annual financial disclosure forms published last week. Natalie Harp and the 2 other aides made $150,000 annually, according to the White House's salary disclosure report to Congress. Not too shabby, I suppose. The official did not say if any other staffers were given similar gifts from the president, but added the cash gifts were not related to the individual's official government duties and therefore are entirely permissible under relevant legal and ethical standards. Disclosures of the gifts were first reported earlier on Tuesday by the Washington Compost, another far-left extremist, off-the-deep-end liberal, commie almost, shout out, or maybe commie, I don't know, kind of anti-Trump outlet. Owned by Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos, right? Is it still? I don't know. Democracy dies in darkness, they say. Anyway, ballots counted for late postmarks surged in vote-by-mail states, Washington and Oregon, after the Postal Service changes and concerns about recent changes to the U.S. Postal Service operations. We'll see what happens with these midterms coming up. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP, Hour 2.
had to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. Stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning and hi, y'all. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773, 888-77-JESSE, J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And my biblical question for this week, for those men and women who want to overcome and be free, have a clear mind, and you can, if you want it. Why do you prefer sacrifice over mercy? Why do you prefer sacrifice over mercy? Amazing, huh? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about and you got to run or you got to make breakfast, lunch, or dinner because we're on a different time zone around the world, and you just got to run, you got to go walking or whatever, you can still listen to the show as it is happening on your phone by calling the listen line on Talk Screen Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, and we are going to get to your super chats, go to buymeacoffee.com/JOPTalk. Or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It is the second hour of the show on Wednesday. It is Manhood Hour. What is a man? What is a man? Man.
It's an adult man. Human male.
Manhood. Hillary or President Trump?
I voted for Hillary Clinton.
Beta. Beta male. A man is a male return to man. Alpha male. Live right, be right, and lead the way.
Unsettling details are coming out about what happened inside this Frankfurt house. This is where prosecutors say Corey Walsh killed her 2-year-old son.
Copycat.
It turns out Walsh had become very invested in the Lindsay Clancy murder trial.
Were we in the same nightmare?
So this proceeding, this trial, has now concluded. There was no verdict, but it was a mistrial that was ordered by Judge Sullivan. There was one female juror that was nodding her head no. Another female juror clenching her hands into fists as she was sitting on that chair.
They know that they were robbed by one man.
It only takes one.
For whatever his agenda was.
A hero.
So I hope that guy can sleep well.
You stand alone.
Right on. Amazing. Amazing video about the anchor baby there, huh? Amazing. I want to quickly show you that jury trial, how it ended. And then the females who are ticked, or appears to be ticked, that this one man stood alone. And they were like, we are nurses and we are teachers. And he wouldn't even respect that. Like, that's supposed to make them right. Or God. Amazing, huh? Nick, I want to go down to soundbite 09.3A. 3A. speaking of the Lindsey Clancy quote-unquote murder trial, it ended in a hung jury, according to a report, because one man dared to stand alone. He just, he was like, I can't get past the fact, according to reports, I don't know, I can't get past the fact that this heifer killed that man's children. And you got all this compassion for her? What the? NBC News. Three jurors from the Lindsey Clancy murder trial, which ended in a mistrial, have come forward to discuss the deliberations. This is from X. Lindsey Clancy jury were packed with teachers and nurses who thought the hero holdout was very arrogant and completely disregarded their expertise. What the? Watch this NBC 10.
Ronnie talked a lot about how managing those deliberations was harder than her work as a fifth grade teacher. And they confirmed there was one holdout juror. I asked them what they thought of him being described by the prosecution as a rogue juror. Here's what they said.
He was very arrogant. He really did not take anything that anybody said. The nurses, he tried to ask a question about the medications, and we went back to the report from South Shore Hospital. We had the toxicology report. We could see exactly the amounts. The nurses in the room spoke to that and talked to
that. There were nurses on the jury.
Yes. Sorry. And they spoke to that specific thing. That was a question that he had. And he just completely disregarded the information that they gave.
I love that. Just because you're a nurse, that's no big deal. It's just a job. And you're probably not that good anyway because it's DEI programs now. And you're not supposed to, as far as I know, you're not supposed to use jury expertise in court. What the? That don't mean you know what you're talking about. You're supposed to rely on what's presented in court, not some stupid nurse expertise. What the? And just because he won't listen, all of a sudden he's the bad guy? One man stood alone. See what happens when you stand for what is right and don't hate? Don't resent. Oh, I want to say the robber from, Oregon or somewhere that called, the first caller today. Being still, being quiet, doing the silent prayer, and you are having all this pain, and you are aware of the pain now. I mean, Andrew from Washington State. Andrew, I want you to know it's working. The fact that you're aware of all this pain, the fact that you're aware of boredom when you're driving in your car all day and you're bored, it's the awareness that is to prove that it is working. So it's working, Andrew from Washington State, the second caller today. It's working. Stay with it, man. The fact that you know you're in pain is to prove that it's working. The fact that you know you can't go a whole week and take the pain of the ego, they're not yourself. And you know about it. It is working. Most people don't know that they're in pain because they hide and they run from it. All right, Andrew? So stay with it. Anyway, back to this Clancy situation. This lady, we are nurses. There are many nurses. And one of the jurors said the man wouldn't rule Clancy was guilty due to insanity. And another jury said that he had the hardest time getting off the fact that Lindsey viciously killed her children.
mean, he had reasonable doubt. He admitted he had reasonable doubt after we watched that video of the interview. I think that's when it was. He admitted he had reasonable doubt. And I started filling out the forms. I was so excited. I actually, there were three forms I had to fill out. And I started filling them out. I wrote my signature on each one. And then he said, but I'm still not going to say that she's not guilty by reason of insanity.
I'm not sure if rogue is the right word, Sue, but every one of us in the hours of her frustration would get up and walk the room because you just couldn't sit anymore. And we'd all go over to the cart with the exhibits. He, I think, got up to the cart once very briefly and went back to his seat. He would not interact with us and try to understand. We read to him on numerous occasions the definition of reasonable doubt from Judge Sullivan's instruction. He actually said one day in the end, well, why don't we have the judge come in and read it again? And we were like, no, we have it in front of us. We don't need that. And we would highlight it and, you know, so-and-so, this is the definition of reasonable doubt. But he had the hardest time getting off the fact that Lindsay viciously killed her children.
I rest my case. See what happens, man, when you don't get angry back and you stand your ground, quote-unquote? The females go crazy. They go crazy. They can't handle it because they're losing control over you. And then if one thing, unless they are working on themselves, the one thing that females love is to control. Because they think they're God. And if you don't go their way, you are wrong. You become an enemy. But you are becoming a hero because you're standing for what is right, what you believe to be right. And I could be wrong. I'm black and slow. I didn't know that the jury can come out of a trial like this and then bash the people that were on the trial. I didn't know that that was possible. Putting this life, you don't know because these women are crazy about the Lindsay thing. Remember, same. Those people who think they're the same, whatever that means, are crazy people. How do these females know that they're not going to try to hurt this guy? How are they going to know? Or they probably don't care. If they did, they wouldn't be doing that. But one guy stood alone and couldn't get past the fact, according to this female, couldn't get past the fact that he could not accept the fact that this woman killed this man's children. Yeah, that's not normal. Right on, Mr. I wish you well, whoever you are. Even the lawyer was bashing the guy. See how they attack you when you don't go their way? They go personal because they're evil. And they want to control you. The whole world is about control. And that's what evil people do. If they can't control you, if they can't get a reaction from you, and they pretend to love you until they disagree, and then they attack. Because there is no love. Emotional love is not love. God's love is the only love that exists. And his love is dispassionate. It's not a passionate love. That's the devil's love. That's evil. That's not real love at all. That's why it goes from bad to so-called good to bad. It all depends on how you make the person that love you feel. Because their love is not real. Human love is not real. Well, congratulations to this man that stood up against these helpers. One man stood alone. You're not alone. I am here with you. Though we fall away, I'm here to stay. You the other day. Right on, Mr. Whoever you are. I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death. Who said that, hey?
Was it Patrick Henry or somebody?
Yes, your folks. Patrick Henry. Most people are afraid to stand alone. They are cowards. They always need the crowd. They need to be loved and accepted and appreciated, which is not love or acceptance or appreciation at all, is evil. Right on to this guy. Finally, one man stood along, according to these females, and they are ticked. If you cannot stand alone, you will never be free. And this I promise you. I promise you this. This is not just a maybe, maybe you will, maybe you won't. Cowards stand with crowds. And they feel right because the crowd said, I'm right. Look at that. They agree with me. Go after ICE. I don't like ICE. They say. And then one person said, I don't like them either. ICE is bad. Now the one that, first one that said they dislike ICE, they feel right now because, see, they agree with me. They agree with me that Jesus is God. So Jesus got to be God because, look, these people are saying it too. They agree with me. And you think you're right just because the crowd agreed. What a sad way to live, right? Why can't you stand alone and be free and then know the truth for yourself? The Pope kissed a dead skull they found from 1,700 years ago. He kissed according to report, the priest or whatever he was, the priest kissed the skull, a dead skull, ain't nothing on it. And he turned into a saint. And now everybody like, this is a saint. The priest said it. And now you think it's a saint. What the? You think Jesus is God because somebody else said it. Let me go to Troy out of Minnesota. Troy, you are on the air.
Happy, or I was going to say, you're the greatest black man ever in white power, Jesse.
Amazing.
Okay, just had a question. I'm out there and I'm dating, and I'm just curious if you think if a girl asks you your sexual past, what would you say?
What did you say?
So I'm asking you what would you say?
What did you say when she asked you that?
I just tell them that it's in the past and it doesn't matter.
Why not just tell them none of their business?
That's probably what I should say.
Why don't you say that?
Because I needed your help to figure that out.
Why?
Well, it's just like
it's not their business who you've been with. What that had to do with them, you know?
Yeah. No, I just, like I said, I've been on the journey these past 7 years and just trying to see life through a new way and all that stuff.
But some things are like common sense. I mean, if anybody asks you anything like that, none of your business. Why are you asking me that? You don't owe anyone any explanation about anything.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, I'll roll with that. I appreciate that.
And stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it.
Can I ask you one other quick question?
Yes. Uh huh.
So I read this book, and I won't say the name. Right. I know you said it's about the Altar of Pergamon. Have you heard of that?
Altar what?
Altar of Pergamon.
A Pergamon?
Yeah, it was an ancient Greek altar that was dedicated to Zeus. But in the book, he said that Zeus is actually a mask of Satan.
And it was fascinating. I don't really know about all this stuff, man, because I haven't studied all that stuff at all. It's like these different religions. I have learned more about Catholic and Allahu Akbar and all these different religions since doing these shows. But apparently, Haik looked it up. What do you see, Haik? Do you want to say?
It just says the Pergamon altar, according to the AI, is a massive Hellenistic Greek masterpiece built in the first half of the second century BC on the Acropolis of Pergamon in Asia Minor, modern-day Bergama, Turkey.
I have no understanding about any of that at all. It's all like new news to me.
Well, I was saying, Jesse, is you should have the author of that book on because it is a page-turner because the moment that altar was unearthed, Satan began to rise immensely in Europe because the Germans were the ones that uncovered it, and they brought it back to Germany. And it was the day that it was revealed to the German people, the National Socialists took over that country, and it powered them. It gave them demonic power, and Hitler actually gave speeches on top of it. And as soon as the war was over, the Soviets came, and they took possession of it, and they actually moved it to Moscow for a little bit before moving it back to Berlin, and that's what started the Berlin crisis, and they brought up the wall there.
But how do you know that's not made up, though?
Well, they go through, and every single, like, the dates line up. Like, the day that Hitler was born was the day that it was reassembled, and it was, like, the day that it was uncovered, Lenin was born. And then the day that the Nazis were defeated, the first thing that the Soviets took over or the found was the altar of Pergamon.
But what you may not realize is that Satan is not under a rock. He's inside of human beings already.
Mm-hmm.
So someone can't lift, open a rock up or whatever that person did and release Satan because Satan is already inside of human beings.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever Hitler did and purgatory did and whatever happened, it was because the evil was already in the person.
Well, the book was saying that wherever this altar goes, it unites those people, and it unites them towards hating Jewish people and Christians. So the Nazis got it. That's what happened there. Then the Soviets got it. That's what happened there. And then now the EU has it, and look what's happening there.
But do you understand that the evil is already in the person or people?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. No. Yeah.
And
God says that.
Just because they believe that it's on a rock or it's in this thing, doesn't mean that it's true. What do you think about it, Haik?
I don't.
You ever heard anything like this?
I've heard things to this effect before. But 1878—that's when a whole lot of stuff was going on. That's after this so-called Civil War. That's when communism and Marxism and all that stuff were on the rise. I don't think that it's necessarily because of this one thing.
Yeah, I seriously doubt that. But do me a favor, Troy, if you don't mind, send that to the title of that book to my producer at jesseleepeterson.com.
Producer at jesseleepeterson.com.
Producer at jesseleepeterson.com. We would definitely look into it.
Yeah, the last thing I'll say is you should definitely have, like, the Fallen State with that guy because Dinesh D'Souza sat down with him.
Okay.
And it will blow your mind, Jesse.
Right on. I appreciate the advice. What happened? He dropped. That thing made your phone drop, Troy. Because I don't see where anyone touched the phone I was in. That thing made it got you. His phone just dropped. Troy, send that to producer at jesseleepeterson.com, and we'll definitely look into it, all right? Thank you. Let me go to first-time call out of New York. Robert out of New York. Robert, you are on the air. Robert out of New York.
Hey, am I coming in clear? Do you hear me?
Now I do, yes.
Okay, perfect. How you doing, Jesse? Thank
All
you so
well.
Much for having me on today.
Yes, sir.
So I actually, I know you got a pretty big audience and a lot of young men watch your show. I've tuned in a couple of times. I've watched interviews. You know, brings me some good laughs, too. So I actually, you know, I'm 31. I grew up in New York. And, you know, I had basically my life together with a relationship of over 10 years. Was going to be married. I had a career making six figures, you know, the whole package of what, you know, someone would think of as the American dream. Okay. And then when COVID happened, you know, I pretty much lost everything. And, you know, at this point I was an atheist at the time. So I wasn't a believer and, you know, I was just completely destroyed and I didn't really see a meaning in life anymore. And, you know, I realized that all those things that I had, they weren't going to bring me satisfaction, because even with all of those things, I still wasn't happy. And after losing those things, you know, I got into such a point where, you know, you don't want to live anymore. And with that nihilistic mindset, you know, I ended up pretty much in the hospital by punching some glass accidentally. So, you know, this same night, you know, I ended up calling on Christ. You know, before the surgery, I was told I had like a 2% chance to live. And I had lost so much blood that, you know, I wouldn't wake up from the coma. And I had to sign some paperwork. So, you know, I was pretty much doomed.
You tried to kill yourself?
No, well, out of rage, because it was the lowest point at this time. I was at my lowest point.
Oh, okay.
Because I had lost everything.
Right.
And, you know, I decided to punch this glass because I was so mad. And then I end up almost completely severing the artery in my wrist.
Oh, I got you.
Connected to my heart.
Okay.
Yeah, so you know, they're telling me all this, and I'm realizing that, you know, I'm probably not going to make it. So, you know, I thought to myself, you know, who could actually save me? Because I'm going to need a miracle. And out of all the religions I've learned about, okay, and, you know, I was an atheist at that time, but I knew history. I knew about other religions. But none of them said that they would save me from death. Okay, Jesus in the Gospels, the only message ever in history to say, if you believe in me, you will not die. So I did. And I knew I brought that upon myself that night. And even if I wasn't going to be saved, I still put my full trust in him and I ended up having an encounter. Not only did I have an encounter, but I had flatlined during the surgery and came back somehow, to the doctor's, astounding, you know, they were astounded basically. And I had an encounter with him and, you know, he told me my heart and that I would come back. And ever since that happened,
who told you this?
I believe I had an encounter with Jesus Christ, and he saved my life.
Robert, hold on. Let me take a quick break. Can you hold?
Yeah, I can hold. I can hold.
Hold on. I got to take a quick break. Back in a moment. Have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy, they're miserable, they have rough lives, They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand, I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingdemand.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven. Okay, welcome back. I do shout-outs for you. Amazing shout-out. The people love the shout-outs, and I'm not just saying it. Shout-out anywhere in the world. I would do them for you. Birthday shout-outs, wedding shout-outs, congratulations shout-out, happy Father's Day, Mama's Day, whatever day shout-outs, encouragement shout-outs. Shout-outs, go to Cameo. Personal shout-outs, go to cameo.com/JesseLeePeterson. cameo.com/JesseLeePeterson for personal shout-out. And we have the best counseling service on the planet. You may only need one, two at best. Some people are like, Jesse, no, no, no. I want to at least do a follow-up later. My schedule is so busy with this counseling session, too. But family and individual counseling by phone, Skype. It's not Skype anymore. What is it?
Zoom.
Zoom. Phone, Zoom, in-house counseling. And it's amazing. If you want to be free, one session may do it, two. Some people want at least two and sometimes more. Go to rebuildingdemand.com, rebuildingdemand.com, or call and put in your appointment request, and or call 800-411-BOND, 800-411-2663. All right? Amazing. Anywhere in the world. Let me go quickly back to a first-time caller, Robert, who became very emotional because, according to Robert, he lost everything, his woman and everything, and he became angry or emotional, and he, according to Robert, punched out a glass and had to end up having surgery. And Robert, you said that you encountered Jesus while you were having the surgery?
Yeah, so before they put me under anesthesia, I said this prayer to him, and I said, you know, I don't know how to pray, I don't know how to believe, but I believe, and like I said, I was an atheist before this, but I knew the gospel, I've heard of it, and I knew that he claimed to save you. So as soon as I went under the anesthesia, I immediately, you know, was somewhere completely, you know. Didn't feel like a dream. It didn't feel like a vision, you know, just complete peace, love, forgiveness, safety, protection, you know, everything that you would read in the Bible about, you know, the Spirit of God and the nature of God. And, you know, as this experience is happening, you know, he tells me, cause I played guitar my whole life and I saw him playing the guitar and I was listening to him playing the guitar. It was extremely, you know, profound, you know, experience I'll never forget. And, you know, as he's telling me, you're going to play again, you know, you need to play more for me. It clicked immediately that not only was this him, but I would live. And there was no doubt. It, like, his words were true. And after I believed it, he said, you know, I know your heart. And then after he said that, I woke up. So just so much there that, you know, after I had experienced that, I realized, Jesse, that everything that I had lost, right, I would not be able to be happy,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And I would never be able to want to live. Like, if you lose the things in your life, right, that will cause you to not want to live anymore, you have to find Christ. Because after I found Christ, I didn't feel that way anymore. And I knew that even if I were to have another relationship, even if I were to have another career making six figures, if I lost it all, it would be okay because now I have Christ. And I just wanted to encourage people with that, especially the young men who feel like maybe their goal in life is to have a family and have this career and whatever your goals are, that's perfectly fine. But don't put your life on it, because if you lose it all and you don't have Christ, you're not going to see the value in life. So I just kind of wanted to share that and that.
Amazing.
Yeah, I appreciate you. I'm sorry. I believe I left my body because I had flatlined during the surgery at one point.
Mm-hmm.
And I miraculously just came back in my body and miraculously woke up from the coma when I was stuck in the coma. So it was on his time when I got sent back to the grace of God. So, amen. You know.
Amazing story, Robert. That's amazing.
Thank you so much for sharing, and I hope this can encourage your young men viewers and other men that may be struggling at this time, because, you know, like you speak about a lot, I understand the condition of, you know, men and women, and, you know, even with the case you were just talking about, the state of the culture, the dating culture, it's just, you know, I think we got to focus more on being men and women of God so we know that He comes first. And when He comes first, He provides everything else. And now I have a great job. You know, I'm working on a relationship. I'm happier now than I ever had. And I don't even, you know, I don't even have it all figured out. But I have the Lord. So I'm 31.
And how long ago did this happen?
This happened 6 years ago, about during peak COVID.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Because I didn't get vaccinated, Jesse. So, you know, I lost everything. You know, I lost that job, you know, and I stood by it. And, you know, all glory to God that I'm still alive. You know, just that whole time was just such a tribulation for me that I just, ever since it happened, I've just been sharing my testimony everywhere I go and just trying to bring people to the truth, you know.
Well, I wish you well, man. Amazing story.
Thank you so much again. And I'll be listening. Thanks again for having me.
Right on. Stay with
us. God bless.
Thank you, man. Stay with it.
Thanks. Bye.
Okay. Amazing. Super.
Super chats.
Lori, pardon me. Lori bought a coffee. Hey, Jesse, I love seeing thoughts as useless. It really works because I'm present and it's easy to see thoughts are fake lies. The thought disappears immediately when I see it's useless. I don't get trapped in the thought. Thank you, Jesse.
All thoughts. Psychological and emotional thoughts are useless. Just so when you see them, just, you know what, that's a useless thought. Don't go with it. It's useless. Nothing good going to come from it. Stay with it. Amazing.
Soul Conscious Jesse, laying your weapon down has been challenging. That ego death was painful. I just want to judge and drop the F-bomb so badly. But I know it is not me.
Right on. Stay with it. I encourage you, folks. You can always say, you know what, Jesse, that's wrong. I'm not, that didn't work. Lay your weapon down and do not protect the ego. Don't protect thoughts and feelings. Stop loving them. Stop worshiping them. Stop making them your idol gods. Just stop. Don't do anything about it. They ain't going to have a fit. They're going to say, oh, you're weak. You're not fighting back. Oh, they're just insulting you. They're not respecting you. All kinds of things to get a reaction. Once you give it a really good try, you'll see, lay your weapon down. There's nothing to fight for. except to protect your physical body. You're not letting anyone bring harm to you physically, right? Other than that, there's nothing to fight for. And you're never going to win anyway because there's nothing to win. Amazing. Thank you.
Ball City gifted the cookie on pilled.net.
Thank you, Ball City.
Yep.
Thank you, Ball City. Shout out to pills.net.
Linya and Chin, hey guys, let's start with the show. The Blat and Slow Solo. The Blat and Slow Solo Solo. Don't say so and so, kids. Lloyd Goodhair.
What a mess, huh?
Celebration hands and right musical on. Notes.
Thank you. Amazing.
Pardon me. I feel like I butchered the melody there, Lin Yen Chin, and maybe some of the syllables. F Black Tony says, LOL, these people are funny. I can't believe this is news, referring to the Africa town, Leimert Park takeover.
Well, they are like they own Leimert Park. They don't own the park, and they don't own Leimert. All losers want to pretend they own something. They always want to possess something or someone. Lost people are always trying to hold on to something outwardly so they can feel a false sense of freedom. I feel important now. I own the Merck Park. The Mexican can't come over here and talk about we're going to take over. What the? Lost people. Anyone who think they possess anything is lost. You don't even possess your own life. You possess nothing. It's an illusion. Thank you, by the way.
Half Black Tony with another. He said, blacks heard takeover, and they freaked out.
That's a good point. What's wrong with the blacks? Amazing.
Lin Yen Chin says, Mama told us we gotta fight, fight, fight.
Mama told me there'll be days like this, there'll be days like this. My mama said, mama said, mama said. You know that song, hey?
Of course I do.
How about you, Nick?
I do.
You finally heard one.
I think.
You think?
Yeah, I know that one.
Mama said there'll be days like this, there'll be days like this. My mama said, mama said, mama said. Amazing. Thank you.
Nice. Over on YouTube, Marcus, everybody and they mama fighting, killing, and hating. If they said they have unconditional love, all like they mama be saying, mess.
What a mess, huh? The world gone crazy. This is the Old Testament happening right now, right before your face. Thank you.
0609 Durr. Hey, when are you gonna get married? We need more white babies. Liberal white women are killing babies. What the? Melting smiley. Jesse, we love and hate you at the same time. You changed my life. Thank you. Heart-eyed cat smiley. Party, halo, hearts around the smile. American flag, cool, Bambi eyes, and cringe.
You won't hate to get have children so your wife can kill them.
I disclaim.
What a risk. You can't even make children anymore. It's a risk. What the? Thank you. I appreciate it.
Derek, three coffees. Answer to the biblical question.
Why do you prefer sacrifice over mercy?
The only true sacrifice one can do is to have mercy, which is the sacrifice of the ego. Every other physical sacrifice is merely vanity and is a sacrifice to the ego. Before I had mercy, I never actually sacrificed anything because I always got something in return.
So they prefer mercy or sacrifice?
Well, this person says he now seems to indicate he now prefers mercy.
Okay.
Derek does.
I'm sorry?
Derek.
You said you guess?
No, I said Derek does.
Oh, okay. Thank you, Derek.
Oh, yeah, I do guess because he doesn't answer which one he prefers because you asked, why do you prefer sacrifice over mercy?
They're telling us why he prefers sacrifice. I mean, or mercy.
He doesn't really answer why.
Okay. Thank you, though, dear. I appreciate it. I'll put my 2 cents in on Sunday. Thank you.
William A., biblical question answer.
Why do you prefer sacrifice over mercy?
When I was of the world, I felt I needed to atone for my wrongdoings. Now that I've dropped all my identities, I know I live in the mercy of a good, merciful God. Thank you, JLP and experts.
Thank you, and I put my 2 cents in on Sunday. Amazing.
Marcus G59, hey, looks like he woke up listening to Nickelback today. No endorsement. So he's feeling saved, sanctified, and running for his life. Mess, sweat. Love you, Hake. Tan heart hands.
Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Amazing.
Sarah M., message retracted. Thank you for the super chat, though.
Thank you, Sarah M. I appreciate it.
Joey, don't forget to get your echogram. Oh, Lord, what's wrong with the blacks, says Joey. Shout out.
Shout out. Amazing. Thank you.
Priscilla from Houston. Jesse, why did you tell the guy Jason Scoop that Jesus didn't die on the cross for him? I don't recall hearing you say that before. Just asking, Jesus, 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 as he ran. LOL.
Good question, but I didn't tell him that Jesus didn't die on the cross for him. I asked a question with no meaning to the question at all, but just a follow-up of what he had said. But I never said Jesus didn't die on the cross for him. I asked a question. I appreciate that. Thank you. Amazing.
Jules V says, Jules Verne, 23, not the real one. I need to, the Hake Report isn't coming back, is it? Whoa.
And you say?
I never said that. Nobody ever said that, Jules. I'm not answering that question.
But a good question, Jewel. Very good question. Amazing. Thank you.
Joey, Ecclesiasticus 25:24. Sin began with the woman, and thanks to her, we must all die. Wow.
And that's why Christ came, to restore everything and to conquer death. So there is no more death. Amazing, huh? Thank you.
ADHD777, may that juror's name be recorded in every place of honor. One man who stood alone against the world, may God bless him.
I rest my case. Right on. You are absolutely right. Now, that's a real hero. A person, whether it's male or female, who can stand completely alone is a hero and no longer a coward. Right on. Thank you.
Lin Yen Chin says, Robert is a rambling woman in the body of a man. Happiness is pettiness. Wasted 31 years. No inner stillness. Just hype and drama. Pure pettiness.
Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, Lin Yen Chin, as always.
Amazing.
Gregatron, I know that Men's History Month was last month, but can I give you a Men's History Month hero? If not, we can always use it for Manhood Hour. Are you ready? Jesse, from Men's History Month, I want to celebrate the juror who stood up against all those feminist and weak beta males. He's an if man. He did exactly what the poem said. What do you think, Jesse? I call him the if juror. I hope you interview him someday.
Based on what these females said about him, I don't know all the details. I was not there. But he's definitely an if man. Just based on the little information I have. I don't know the whole deal yet. Amazing. I would love to have a discussion with him. And I hope it's been made possible if it's meant to be. Thank you, though. You're right. He is the if man, an example of that.
Five coffees from Eric. If you're uncomfortable discussing your behavior, it's you that holds the judgment, not the person who asked.
I rest my case. Five coffees. Thank you. Absolutely.
Gustavo, biblical question.
Why do you prefer sacrifice over mercy?
I'd choose sacrifice because it's the only ending I know. I don't know what mercy is, but if Judas received it, that's what I'd want.
Right on. I'll put my 2 cents in on Sunday. Thank you.
And he, Jesse, just as money is the currency in the fallen kingdom, blood is the currency in Satan's kingdom. Hence the reason blood sacrifices are given still to this day. But glory be to God, the Father destroyed Satan's kingdom with the cheat code, Christ Jesus. Blood emoji, Christian cross emoji, crown emoji.
Is that a response to the biblical question?
I didn't pick up on that.
Oh, okay. Thank you. by the way. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. And yeah. Heat,
yeah.
As always, sir. Nick LaBoy, instead of getting the Hake show, we're getting Hake Light. What, Jesse, time to send Hake into the cotton fields to turn that beta back into an alpha back. Laughing with tears. Love y'all. God
bless. Rest my case. Absolutely. And an amazing suggestion. Thank you.
Thank you, Nick LaBoy, for your suggestion and for your Rumble rant. Very cool. And thank you, guys. I could be mistaken. Oh, Deus Intra. Do you agree with people who follow the God of Abraham?
I don't know what that means. I don't know what that means. Make it clear for me either by calling 888-77-JESSE or make it clear with a super chat. Thank you.
And thank you, guys. Now, I think that's all for now.
Thank you all so much. I do appreciate your support, really. Helping us to do the work we're doing here. Let me go to Ryan out of Ireland, heard around the world. Ryan, you are on the air.
Hey, man. How are you?
Hey, Ryan.
It's Ryan.
Right, Ryan.
How are you?
I'm sorry?
Can you hear me?
I can, yes. Go ahead.
I hope you're up. Just wanted to ask a question that keeps coming back to me about the silent prayer. It's like, so I've been doing it for a year now, and I do it like morning and night. I think I've only missed like 10 days or 10 prayers since then. And I'm like, honestly, like the last few I've done, and by few I mean the last like couple of months, is just slowly getting like worse, for lack of a better word. Like now when I do the prayer, I'm like, the whole time I'm like, I'm just like, why am I even doing this? And then my alarm goes off, or my timer goes off, and I'm just like back to normal. And I'm like, you know, I can't even tell the difference now between like kind of working on myself and like the way I was before I knew any of this stuff. Do you get me? I'm like, I don't even really know what I'm doing anymore. So I'm wondering, how do I like, what am I doing wrong?
And where are you getting those ideas from? That you're doing something wrong, that is not working, it's not like it was when you first started. Where are you getting that from?
Probably because I feel the same way I have always felt, and I'm wondering why has it not changed, you know?
And who is what is causing you to wonder that?
My thoughts.
And what have you heard me say about thoughts?
They're all lies all the time.
So why are you believing them?
I don't know.
Can you hold for me?
Yeah.
Let me take a break. Ryan from Ireland.
Yeah.
Hold on, buddy. I got to take a break. Hate news, not the fake news. One more hour to go. Back in a moment. I noticed after a while that when these guys overcome their anger, they have amazing ideas about starting a business. But because they've been told that if you don't get a loan from the bank, or if you don't have a five-year plan, or if you don't do this, and it's just simply not true. It's the first step. With faith, then all things are possible. But the most important thing is to return to the Father. That yearning that you have, that emptiness, that void, is not for more stuff. It's not for more friends. It is a return to the Father, because there's no way you can return to God and be angry at your earthly father. So thank you all so, so much, right? People around the world donated to Bond at rebuildingtheman.com, or they call 800-411-2663. And we're still committed to pointing the right way for men and women to return to the Father.
V The first GOP midterm convention begins. A midterm convention. Fun, maybe. The Republican Party's first midterm convention gets underway in Dallas, Texas. The unusual two-day gathering comes with just 55 days before the elections that will determine control of Congress. Our greatest president, Donald J. Trump, helped conceive the event. He's expected to headline alongside our greatest vice president, J.D. Vance, or at least our current vice president, shout out, and a slate of Republican leaders or Republican leaders, take your pick, and candidates as the party seeks to energize Trump supporters. Get energized, y'all. We got to vote hard. Even though he is not on the ballot, the stakes are particularly high for the GOP, the grand old party, with Trump's approval rating at 35%. Which is not too shabby. And Republicans fighting to preserve their congressional majorities this fall. That's according to Commie Nonsense Network. This is the end of hour two of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, going into hour three of Manhood Hour on Wednesday, September 9th, AD 2026. The lines are not quite full, but hang on, callers. Those of you who are on hold, Ryan in Ireland says he's been doing the silent prayer mostly right. But he feels the same. And what's he doing wrong? And so hang on, Ryan in Ireland and the rest of the callers, JLP, will be right back to you if it be the Lord's will and the creek doesn't rise. We'll get to more of your super chats. I see them. Appreciate them. Pilled.net crew and everywhere else. Rumble, YouTube, buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Cash App, Bond JLP. And more great stories, all right? It is hake news, not fake news. After the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, no hake today, okay? I didn't say no hake ever. JLP didn't say no more hake anymore. Calm yourselves, people, please, for me. Because American Anchor Baby is live right after the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, all right? American Anchor Baby on YouTube and Rumble, all right? And you can also follow his Substack for the podcast afterward. And, of course, Bill, the engineer, host of Punchy TV, P-U-N-C-H-I-E TV, is coming up. Let me tell you about those newly released data that highlights concerns about recent changes in the U.S. Postal Service operations ahead of this fall's pivotal midterm elections, especially in some western states such as Washington, Oregon, maybe California, where the method is universally and widely popular. With this ballots discounted for late postmarks, surged in vote-by-mail states Washington and Oregon after the Postal Service changes. President Trump repeatedly attacked mail-in voting, according to far-left extremist AP News, so-called news, falsely claiming, they say, falsely, according to them, claiming that it's riddled with fraud, despite having voted by mail himself. Well, you think that he would fraudulently vote by mail? Give me a break. The Postal Service has been consolidating its operations with an emphasis on regional hubs in an effort to save billions of dollars. Some U.S. senators and election officials have warned that the changes could delay the application of postmarks and would prevent otherwise valid votes from being counted. That prediction is being borne out, they say, with thousands of voters having their ballots rejected during this year's primaries. Nice. And let me tell you about New York City's newly released 9/11 documents. New York City released over 170,000 pages of documents revealing that officials misled residents about the toxic air quality, according to CNN, okay? I don't know if this is true or not. Toxic air quality levels after the September 11th, 2001 attack at the World Trade Center. Just days before the city marks its 25th anniversary of 9/11, those living near Ground Zero were repeatedly reassured by officials that the air was safe despite internal data and residents' experiences that contradicted their claims that it was fine, according to the documents. Okay, so interested. I don't know. I'm James Hake. Now back to the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, Hour 3, Manhood Hour.
Thank you.
have to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what's been wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. Stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We also are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning and hi, y'all. You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773, 888-77-JESSE, J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And my biblical question for this week, why do you prefer sacrifice over mercy? Why do you prefer sacrifice over mercy? Amazing question. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show, jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you run around doing whatever it is you're doing and you still would like to listen to the show as it is happening, you can. You can podcast and call the listen line on Talk Stream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go buy me a coffee. Buy me on coffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. Amazing, huh? You know what else is amazing? It's the last show of for Wednesday. And every last hour of the show, and the second hour, is Manhood Hour. What is a man? What is a man? Man.
It's an adult man. Human male.
Manhood. Hillary or President Trump?
I voted for Hillary Clinton.
Beta. Beta male. A man is a male returned to man. Alpha male. Live right, be right, and lead the way.
Unsettling details are coming out about what happened inside this Frankfurt house. This is where prosecutors say Corey Walsh killed her 2-year-old son.
Copycat.
It turns out Walsh had become very invested in the Lindsay Clancy murder trial.
Were we in the same nightmare?
So this proceeding, this trial, has now concluded. There was no verdict, but it was a mistrial that was ordered by Judge Sullivan. There was one female juror that was nodding her head no. Another female juror clenching her hands into fists as she was sitting on that chair.
They know that they were robbed by one man.
It only takes one.
For whatever his agenda was.
I hear.
So I hope that guy can sleep well.
You stand alone.
Amazing. Amazing video. Thank you, Nick. Really amazing. A spiritual battle. Let me go to back to Ryan out of Ireland. Ryan.
Hey, Mark.
Hey. Ryan, restate your question for me.
I was kind of saying, like, the silent prayer has just gotten, like, I don't know if worse is the right word, but I felt at the start there was something like something happening, I suppose. But now I feel like when I do it, I don't know why I even do it. I just kind of like, I remember I asked you, we actually had a counseling session a while ago, and I asked you like 3 times because I knew that it would just keep coming back to me. It was like, is the prayer just sitting in a chair relaxed with your eyes closed? And you said yes, and I still just can't wrap my head around that. I just don't know, like, I'm definitely doing something wrong, like, you get me? I just feel like that.
And why do you think that you're doing something wrong?
But like, is there a point? Is there, what's the point in the prayer? Like,
it's to be aware of the thoughts. Be aware of them so that you won't be a part of them.
Yeah, I'm missing that part. Do you get me? I'm just sitting in a chair. That's what it feels like.
And you
that's what,
you're not seeing any thoughts at all?
I like, most of the time I know I'm in them. And I've come to this, like, it's obviously, it's painful to be in them, especially when you know you're in them.
Right.
And I just sit there and I know I'm in them. And, like, I just kind of try to pretend like I'm not, I suppose. I'm just, like, you know, I have a timer set for 15 minutes and I'm just like, I do it automatically. Do you know what I mean? I don't even know what to do anymore. So I just do it, even though it is that way.
Right. How do you know you're in them?
I suppose because I know when I have been out of them. And it doesn't feel like pain when you're out of them. So I know I'm in pain, and if I'm in pain, I'm in thought, you know.
And so you know you're in there because of the pain?
Yeah, like my day will go through my head, or what's going to happen at work. Like, stuff you've heard before. Like, I know this is, like, normal stuff, but I just don't know what I'm doing wrong.
You're not doing anything wrong. You're being lied to that you're doing it wrong, because if you are aware of your pain, then you're not in the thoughts. You can't be, when you're in the thoughts, is when you're not aware of your pain. But if you're aware of the pain, you're not in the thought, and it's the light, God, in you that's allowing you to see and be aware of the pain. Most human beings don't know that they're in pain because they don't see that they're in thoughts. So it's working, Ryan, but you believe in a lie that it's not working.
Yeah, you, like that's where I come back.
You got in your mind, you're expecting something else, which is another setup. Have no expectation, and just be aware of the thought. When you're aware of the pain, you're aware of the thoughts.
Yeah, I'm like, most of the time I'm not aware of them. I know because, there's pain there. Cause,
right. When you're not aware, you're going back into the thoughts, and you believe that you are the thoughts.
Yeah. Definitely, yeah.
And so
I don't know, like,
it's working.
I don't know.
You now know when you're in the thoughts and when you're not. Because when you're not in the thoughts, when you're out of the thoughts, you're aware of the pain. When you're in the thoughts, you're not aware of the pain. So you know what's going on, but you're believing and looking for something else to happen. What
yeah,
are you expecting,
I hear you.
What are you expecting or want to happen?
I suppose I'm expecting, because, you know, I have experienced not being in thought, and, you know, like, I loved it so much. Like, I when I'm not in it now, I'm like, oh, I'm missing something, and, like, time has gone by, and I've only got one life, and I'm like, it's going down a rabbit hole, like, where I'm thinking, the more time I don't get this right, the worse this life will always be, and it's like, it's just a... I know I'm going over the top, like, but just that's the truth. Like, that's why.
And where you get this idea that if this doesn't happen in time, if it takes too long, life going to get bad, become worse for you. Where are you getting those ideas from?
I suppose because I believe, like, that my experience will loop. I feel like that's what.
Yeah,
everyone's,
and that's the thought telling you that. The thought telling you, Ryan, so much time going by. If you don't get this soon, life is just going to get worse for you. You believe in another lie.
Mm. It's like a hall of mirrors. Like, I don't know where I'm, like, supposed to look anymore. Do you get me? Like, I don't know what.
Nowhere, just white thoughts. There's nowhere else to look.
Yeah.
Everything in you is within you. These thoughts are in you that you're now overcoming. Life itself is in you. The kingdom of heaven is in you. Freedom is inside. Everything is in you. All you need to become is the watcher.
Yeah. I hear you.
But, right, it is working, but you listen to the thought that's telling you that it's not working. You better hurry up. This is taking too long. You got to get deeper into an awful life. You believe in lies.
Yeah. I know. Mm-hmm.
And there's no you for life to get worse. That's why you're watching it, not you. You're not the thoughts, right? So if you see clearly, and you will if you stay with it, there is no you. How can your life get worse if you don't exist?
Yeah, I get you. Well, I mean, I say that. I don't know if I actually got you, I probably wouldn't be having this issue. But I hear what you're saying. Like, I know I'm. I was about to say I know I'm doing something wrong, but you're saying I'm not. I don't know what to say.
You're not doing anything wrong. You're doing right. You're overcoming the lie, and the lie doesn't want to leave you, and it's telling you that you got to rush. Time going by. You've been doing this for a while. You don't get the same feelings and this and that. You still believe in thoughts, and that's the problem.
I suppose I've been out of thoughts for periods or for moments.
Yeah.
I know how beautiful it is. So I just like I miss it, you know.
Yeah, I understand.
And I'm not there. Like now, I know what I'm missing. Do you get me?
So. I do. I understand that. But what I promise you, if you stay with it, eventually you will only have the present. You will never have any more thoughts. They will all fade away, and they will never exist anymore inside of you.
Okay. Well, that has helped. I have to say. So I'll continue.
Yeah, stay with it. You know how you have those moments when you are out of those thoughts and you feel free and everything?
Yeah.
That's going to happen.
Yeah.
If you stay with it, that's going to happen and it will always be free, no matter what happens in the world.
Yeah, that would be nice.
But you got to stay with it and not believe these thoughts that you got to rush and don't believe them that it's not working. And if you do forget to be present, don't even judge that. Just come back to present. Be aware of where you are, what you're doing. You can't put any effort into it at all. And let go of all expectations and ideas. Have none, and then just live. You'll be fine.
Okay. I'll keep doing that. Thank you. Do you have time for one more quick one, more specific one? If not, it's okay.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. The other day, or the week or whatever, you said something about, I think it was a caller called you honey or something, and you said, you're not her honey. And then you elaborated on that, and you said, you need to tell, can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, you elaborated on that at some stage and said, you need to tell people and women specifically, like when they're doing that, they're, you know, when they're trying to just assert a bit of dominance in on you, you know, things like honey, darling, love, all that stuff. And when you said that, my heart sunk. And I said this on the show recently. My heart sunk because I was like, oh my god, I have a mountain to climb. Like I get that every day. Like I'm in work, I get that like multiple times a day. And I have said it twice. There was twice now I said it, and. I know I shouldn't review what happened, but it went well, like reasonably well. But like, say today, for example, I was in work and I was serving this lady or this woman and just had a normal interaction. And then at the end of it, she threw it in at the end. She said, thanks, love. And then she was kind of gone. I had an opportunity there, like when it happened, I had an opportunity to say something and I didn't. And on top of that, since you've told me that or since you said that, everyone who comes to the till now, I'm like, I'm waiting for it. And it's another pain. Like, I'm like waiting for it. Like, I look at her and I'm like, she's going to say it. 100% she's going to say it. And then I know that's just going to make it all worse if it does happen.
Yeah.
I'm going to be all angry and like, yeah, it's just a mess, man. So I'm just wondering how to approach that, because like when she said that today and she headed off, I was like, my mind was telling me, what the, not to swear, but like, oh, you know, like, come back here. Do you get me? She was like, yeah, she said that, yeah. We had a nice interaction, like, and
And I'm like, okay, it's all gone well. And then she just threw it in at the end. And I know what, because, you know, I always had a feeling there's something going on there, and then you confirmed it. And now I'm like, oh, I'm black haired. Do you get me? Like, anyway, yeah.
Right. I understand. So, yeah. So Ryan is referring to there are females out there who say things like, thank you, honey. Thank you, baby, sweetheart, to men. And they do that because they want to always keep themselves, losing themselves, being above the man, and put the man down, make him feel like a kid or something. And men need to correct that when they do that. Don't go for it. Don't be angry about it, but don't go for it. So, Ryan, don't try to react to that every time it happens. It's not a big deal. Now you know what it's all about. Sometimes they said there would need to be no reaction at all. Like the lady at your job said, you work for a restaurant, right?
I work in a petrol station.
At a what? Fast food?
A gas station.
Oh, a gas station. And so you served a woman, she paid, and she said, thank you, love. No big deal. You don't have to jump on everyone that says it. You'll see when to speak up about it and when not to.
Okay, yeah.
So when she said, thank you, love, and was out of there, no big deal. Don't get mad about it. Let the anger pass. And don't try to be on it every time a female say that to you. Sometimes it'll go by, but you already know now, and it's not a big deal.
Okay, yeah, that's good to know, because like I said, I was like, I'm going into war now that I know that I have to say this every time.
No, but you don't.
No, I know, not every time. Like, what would you say? Like, I know, well, I'd assume, and I probably shouldn't, but I'd assume you say, I'll know when to do it and I shouldn't think about it, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah.
Absolutely.
That's the thing. Again, my thoughts are coming in here. I'm sorry. I don't want to keep going on because I know you have limited time, but like, my thoughts come in and they'd be like, oh, you don't know when to say it. Like, are you going to say it wrong or say it now and I shouldn't say it? And it's just but yeah, the answer to that, I'm answering my question already. Like, I shouldn't be listening to any of that, right?
Right. I really want to encourage you to realize all these thoughts that are telling you these things are setting you up. They're lying to you. That's not from God and that's not from you. So you got to start catching those thoughts and don't react to them either. Just let them pass. They're not telling you the truth. They want you to overreact to that too. They want you to be mad at every female that says that to you. Don't believe it. Let it pass. Those thoughts, all thoughts are lying to you, Ryan.
Mm. You know, kind of like when
if you don't catch them, they'll feed you more ideas and more ideas and more ideas.
Mm.
What were you about to say?
I was about to say, like, when you said that there, something, like, I felt, when you said the word setup, I was like, right, yeah, I know what you mean. Like, something, I just felt like, kind of like, I get what you're saying. Like, when I start thinking about it, it'll just make it all go worse. And I shouldn't worry about if they do say it. And,
right.
I don't get to it.
It's not a big deal, now that you're aware. And so don't be ready to jump on people about everything.
Yeah.
Don't fight. Let these things pass and don't fight it. You'll be free from it.
Yeah, that's making sense to me. That's making sense.
And the reason it's making sense because the light inside of you and the light knows that you want help. It knows that you want help. So it is causing this to make sense to you. So it is working.
Yeah, no, honestly, man, I do. I appreciate it so much. Like, that really does, like, that's a weight is lifted off me a little bit right now because I know tomorrow I'm not going to be going into that, you know, that offensive mode like I've been going in the last while. I'm, like, getting ready to pounce whenever I see someone and, you know.
There's nothing to defend, right, at all.
It will just come. When it comes, it comes. But I shouldn't be
looking to do that. Yeah, I hear you. I hear you.
Absolutely. Don't look for it. Don't wait for it. Don't do anything. It'll happen naturally when it needs to happen.
Okay. Good to know.
Because some of you females may not mean any harm about it at all, but because you're waiting for a war, you're going to be jumping on them for no reason, and they didn't mean any harm.
Right. So do you mean, like, there are people who will say it, and you should let them say it?
Yeah, no big deal.
Okay, so when you said it to that woman on that on your show, I'll be honest, I didn't hear it. I just heard from your mouth, you spoke about it afterwards.
Right.
Could you just tell that there was malice behind it, and that's how it happened naturally for you? Or?
Absolutely.
Okay. I hear you. Yeah, that's honestly good to know. Really is good to know.
Amazing.
So yeah, thank you, man.
What time is it in Ireland right now?
16:21, 4:21 p.m.
4:21 p.m. Amazing.
Yep. Yeah, that's right. Hey, what about over there? Wait, it's I don't actually. I don't know. I won't pretend I know.
8:20 p.m. I mean a.m.
A.m. Yeah.
Yeah, a.m.
I used to have the whole day ahead of you.
Yeah.
Well, thank you.
Yeah. You stay with it, Ryan. Stay with it. Stay with it. It is working.
Okay, thanks, man.
But
thank
I want you to
I'll
be
probably call again.
I want to encourage. Absolutely, I want to encourage you to be aware of those thoughts talking to you. It's telling you all these different things, and if you don't catch them, you'll be going around in a wall of circles with those thoughts. They're telling you all these things that are not true.
Yeah, I know it's true. But it's just hard to see sometimes, but I'll just keep on.
Right. You stay with it. You'll see, it'll be made, you'll start to see everything really clearly, clear without your effort.
Okay. Thanks, man.
All right, buddy.
All right.
Let me know how it goes, all right?
I will. Thank you.
Okay. Bye now.
See you, man.
888-77-JESSE. JESSE. Let me go to Colin out of Ohio. Hey, Colin, you're on the air. Colin? Okay, Colin, I'm going to put you on mute. And let me know when you're ready. Let me go to Brady out of Arizona. Brady, you are on the air.
Good morning, Jesse.
Hey, Brady.
Hey, you know, they've been talking on the news about Tucker Carlson and Candace Owens. You know, they're kind of like the anti-Trumpers these days, what they're classifying them as. And I'd like your opinion on what do you think of Tucker Carlson and Candace Owens? And I think
I don't think anything of them at all.
Well, let me finish.
I never think about them.
Well, let me finish really quick. You're going to be starting a third party, and you might be seeing in 2028 Tucker Carlson, the president of this country.
Well, I heard that there's some people that want to start a third party, but that's not going to work.
He's got a huge following already.
But not that big of a follower. He can start a party, and it works. That's not going to work.
Well, we'll see what happens on that. That's your opinion.
No, I'm telling you, it's not going to work.
Well, that's your opinion.
No. It's not going to work.
It has to work. It's not going to work. I'm hoping anything because
hope is not going to change anything.
Well, God usually steps in and points whoever's in the right direction, you know. I just go back to what we had to go with.
Why you want another party?
I just vote for whoever's the right person. And,
so you
know,
have
Donald
Trump. You got the right person in there. Why aren't you satisfied?
Again, that's your opinion. I don't feel that way.
But why are you not happy with the right person in there?
Well, he led us to war. He follows Israel over the United States always. He does whatever Bibi Netanyahu wants.
Why
he's
are
a puppet
you unhappy
of Israel?
With the right person in there already, Brady?
I just told you he led us to war.
But you're not giving me legitimate reason. We're not at war.
What do you mean we're not at war? That's what Trump said yesterday. Are you out of your mind?
We're dealing with a situation.
They just captured one of our Navy submarines yesterday. Don't tell me we're not at war, Jesse. Come on, man.
Where did this happen?
Yesterday.
Where?
In Tehran, on the coast there. The Iranian Revolutionary Guard captured one of our most sophisticated AI subs that we have developed. They triggered it, and they let it into a trap, and they now have control of one of our Navy submarines. Even though that Trump blew up some tankers yesterday, he blew up some oil tankers, and he says the straits are now open. It's hogwash.
But there are no people on the submarine. It ran by remote.
No, it was, but the Iranians took it over.
But no one is on it, right? They didn't capture any of our people, right?
Yeah, but they captured all our technology, just like they did.
But no people. We're not at war.
What do you mean they killed? What do you mean we're not at war? The whole Middle East is on fire. You better open your eyeballs there, Jesse.
A situation happened that America is involved in, but we're not at war. The Pentagon, I'm reading something Hayden just gave me from AI. The Pentagon and U.S. Central Command stated that the drone, was an older model that had manufactured over a day earlier. Let's see here. Okay, it was stated that the drone was an older model that had malfunctioned over a day early.
Mm.
Officials noted that it carried no sensitive or classified equipment. I rest my case.
Again, you just proved my case.
I told you not to worry about it. It's no big deal. We're not at war.
Listen, Jesse, you just proved my case. You took AI over this man who studies war. You did an absolute...
No, I did not.
Yes, you did.
No, well, hey, who gave me that?
You just said, I proved my case.
No, I said that. Right.
And you were wrong, man. You got.
I said, I rest my case.
Oh, I rest my case. Excuse me.
But you're so biased.
What do you mean? You just said AI said this and you accepted it.
I didn't say I accepted it. I said I rest my case.
Well, that sounds like you accepted it to me, eh?
No. But you're so biased against the Great White Hope. He's doing an amazing job and you don't even appreciate it.
You can't be the Great White Hope's black jacket every morning.
And because you don't like Israel, you don't like the president. Where's your love?
What do you mean? He's tied in with the Israel, and I'm not
Israel?
Into that. I'm not into that regime. I told you who
do
their
you
god
love
is.
The Jews?
Again, you're going to go back to that question, aren't you? I knew it.
Do you love the Jews?
I knew you could get away without asking me. And the question is still the same. No!
So, then you love no one.
I love everyone but them.
No, you don't. If you don't love all, you love none.
Oh, man, we're going to have to work on that statement. Can we modify that a little bit? Just also like the one where you said,
why don't you take your manna?
Hey, we're going to have to work on that again.
Hold on, Brady. Hold on. Let me take a break. Stretch off on pews.net. I'll be right back.
Hey, Jess, I just wanted to call you and give an update on my life.
Okay.
I recently got a job as a maintenance manager. 3 weeks in, Now the GM of that park. I'm doing, you know, the silent prayers, always keeping present. There's no way that I would have been ready for this position even 6 months ago if it wasn't for counseling with you one-on-one in my relationship with the Father. You have changed my life dramatically, brother, and I love you for it. And my wife loves you. We love all your crew. You guys are doing amazing work, and I just wanted to give you that update.
Well, right on. Congratulations. And again, you just take it one moment at a time, one day at a time, and let things unfold, and they will. And do not take anything personal from anyone. Don't get angry, resentful, or anything like that, and you'll be fine no matter what. Amazing. So check out our merch. Amazing merch. We have the silver coin there. We have books and coffee and t-shirts and all that kind of tote bags and all that amazing merch. All right. You're going to love it. And when you purchase the merch, not only are you going to be happy, you'll be helping us to help others because every dime goes back into the work. It goes back into what we are doing here. And so thank you. Go to jesseleepeterson.shop, jesseleepeterson.shop, or call 800-411-BOND, 800-411-2663. All right? The No Hate Report today, the American Anchor Baby is coming up at the top of this hour. The American Anchor Baby. And you don't want to miss it. And then at 2 p.m. today, Pacific time, Punch Your TV with Bill. PUNCHIE.TV with Bill. BILL. You can call him. You can super chat him. Bill is like Elon Musk. Very smart. Very, very smart. So you don't want to miss Bill at 2 p.m., all right? And check out all the merch and everything. I do appreciate it. Let me go quickly back to Brady out of Arizona. Hey, Brady.
Yes, sir, Jesse.
How can you love others but not love the Jews?
I just prefer to love good people, and the ones that aren't really that good, I tend to stay away from them.
Are you a good person?
I think I tend to be.
Are you good?
I don't know. God's good to me, so maybe I'm doing something right.
Are you a good person?
I don't know. Maybe ask God. I can't tell you.
And so God said, if you don't love all, you love none. And how... If God love you and you don't know if you're good or not, how can you judge the Jews and not love them?
I don't really judge them. I judge them by what their actions are. And they're very horrible and evil people, what
but
they're doing over
how can you love God and not love the Jews? How is that possible?
God and the Jews are, you can't put them in the same sentence. That's like putting God and Satan together.
Did God create the Jews?
I hope not. Probably not.
You don't think God created the Jews?
No, not the ones that are there today that were put in Israel in 1947. Hell,
so
heck
you,
no.
You think you have a right to not love someone?
I don't have any right. I just say if a grizzly bear is attacking me and going to rip my head off, I don't like that bear either. Just like I don't like that evil.
What have the Jews done to you?
Oh, they've done a lot. They put this world in a whole lot.
What have they done to you?
Oh, we could do about 2 weeks of shows on
what
this.
What have they done to you, Brady, out of Arizona?
Well, let's just start with the COVID jab and where
Brady,
it was designed.
What have they right done there. To you?
My family has been really messed up
Brady,
because of the
you're
COVID
not answering my
jab.
Question.
It's affected me and my family. That's what it's done to me. And it's caused a relationship problem.
Then
because
you
after
can't blame
three jabs,
for that.
Stacey,
you
listen.
Can't blame
you
the Jews for that. You already had the family relationship problem.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
No, don't put words in my mouth. Come on, brother.
But how are you going to blame somebody else for your family problem? That doesn't even make sense.
You're worse than all my ex-wives. You're just like my ex-wives. You're always trying to put words in my mouth, lay all the burden upon Brady's shoulders. I love it. But you know, and you wonder why I head to the mountain every day, Jesse. And me and Mary Jane go about our merry ways, and I think about thoughts all morning. They're not all evil. I go, but they're not all evil, Jesse. I do have really good thoughts when I'm up there, especially when I'm doing some of the manna from heaven like Moses. But I have to say, I love Mary Jane in the morning.
Amazing. What the... All right, Brady, appreciate your call.
All right, you take.
All right, buddy. 888-775-3773. Amazing. Let me try calling again. Colin, let's try it again.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Happy Manhood Hour.
How many L's are in your name?
Just one, the right way.
Okay. Right on. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for letting me on the
yes, sir.
Show. So you spoke about the concept of being alone.
Yes.
Earlier, and I understand that in a sense because I, for the last 4 years, have been no family, no friends, and there's a lot behind that. Kind of funny, you know. I just work. And recently, last month, my boss closed his storefront, which means that I'm kind of dangling. So no job. So I'm just kind of sitting here going, okay, all right, now what? And I was very struck this morning by your comments about your thoughts in the morning. And I've been doing the work for about 6 years, and I would have horrible thoughts in the morning, and I see each thought as an opportunity, because let me ask you a question. Can you have more than one thought at a time?
Yeah, you can have 1,000 of them at a time.
In a minute, right?
Yeah.
Well, I see each one as an opportunity.
To do
and
what?
I look at it.
What kind of opportunity?
It was said, put all thoughts in captivity.
Right.
And I say, okay, well, all right. So I get a thought and I'm like, wow, oh my God. And then I hold it up and I put it to the light and I say, oh, I'm going to lose my job today. That's a silly thought because I'm not, but I'm afraid of it. And then I go through my day. I show up to work and that's all I can do. And I see that thought as silly and stupid and I throw it away, right? So the next thought comes and it says to me, oh, remember when you were in high school and you were really mean? And then I think, oh, why was I really mean? Because I had anger and et cetera, et cetera. And then I realize, well, that wasn't me. And so that thought also gets tossed out. And so my mornings are pretty cool now. But I realized, like, one of your callers today, you said, you know, I watch the YouTube, I do all these things. And it's like, when I think of cleaning my house, I can't clean my whole house at once. I have to do one little thing at a time. All right? And in my case, I'm no friends, no family. And it's all on me. It's like, no one's going to take care of me. I have to do that. And that's good. And I...
How do you feel about how you, because of time, how do you feel about being alone?
Well, it's interesting because I feel like now it's an opportunity to start over.
I don't
have to go in. Well, say my next job or the next person
I meet.
How
do you feel about being a lawyer? Your family don't want to play with you. The job doesn't exist. How do you feel about being alone?
It's very quiet.
Do you like it?
I do in many ways.
You just like being alone?
No, sir.
Are you lonely when you're alone?
I don't feel that way, no, sir.
Well, you're fine then. And I would advise, but do what you want. Even with those thoughts, don't communicate with them at all.
Yes.
Don't have anything to do with them, but just know, you know, that's not, I see those thoughts, but that's not me. I feel those pain because you didn't catch the thought, but I'm not the pain. And you'll be fine, but don't put any effort into it at all.
Yeah.
And let the light, let God fight it for you.
Right. So I forgave, and now when I wake up, I don't have those thoughts.
Right.
I feel calm. And now I say to myself, now what am I going to do? And I have this kind of wait and see about it, because, like, I know I'm going to have to act, but I don't want to panic and just do whatever come right away and run around and, like, lose it because, you know, I need to work and all that. But I'm just sitting in it right now and thinking about it, and it's just letting it happen. And so feel that
you stay with it, and those panicky moments like that.
Sure,
and if you don't do anything about the panic moment, you are being made whole. You're becoming free.
Right.
But if you take a quick reaction against, or a quick thought or reaction against a panicky moment, you're just getting deeper into it. So you're right. Don't do anything about it. Have a wait and see.
So real quick, just before I let you go, thank you. Sometimes I say just wait until I know what to do.
Right.
And in the past, it's helped me out where it's like, okay, I know. And I really don't know, and I'm waiting for that moment.
You don't know if you should look for a job or not.
Oh no, definitely. But I'm like, when I find that one, I'll know.
Yes.
And
absolutely.
Yeah. And that's the thing. I don't want to just run to everything.
Right on.
So I don't know. I hope the people out there who are working on themselves. Take it one thing at a time. Do what's right in front of you there to do, and it really does work. It really does.
Stay with it, man. All right?
Thank you for your time, guys.
All right, buddy. Amazing. Bye. Bye. Amazing, amazing, amazing. Let me go to Mike out of Ohio. Mike, you are on the air.
Peterson. Jesse.
Yes, sir.
What's going on, man?
All is well, Mike.
Hey, Jesse, you heard from Mel in a long time. I ain't heard from Mel.
No, it's been years since I heard from Mel out of Georgia. Mel used to be one of the
calls.
Hold on 1 minute, Mike. Hold on. Mel is... one of the callers out of Georgia. I haven't heard from Mel in years, out of Atlanta. But because of time, did you have a question or something?
I did have a question.
Okay.
So I know you say that the man is supposed to stand between the wife and the children.
Yes.
But also, the man who gets his love from God and then passes that love to the mother. So, let's say the mother's reborn. Do the father still need to stand between them?
Yes.
If she has true love?
That's a good question. If the mother has dropped all her anger and she is getting her love from God, you don't have to worry about it.
Well, does she get her love from God or does she get her love from the man?
From God.
But it got to go through the man.
And if the man loves God, he going to love his wife the way God loved him. He's going to naturally love his wife as he does his enemies.
Right. And at that point, he no longer need to stand between them.
Right. But it'll happen. The order would naturally be there because the moment the wife is responsible for her own spiritual life, and the husband is responsible for his own spiritual life, and there's nothing he can do about her spiritual life, and she can't do anything about his. So, like, if she work on herself and overcome evil with good, and he work on himself, overcome evil with good, then the whole household just going to be in perfect order without them trying to make it be that way.
But let me ask you a question. So, in order to be born again, you need to forgive your father because you got to go through your father basically to get to God, right?
No, well, you need to forgive your mother and father because you got to overcome the mother's nature, which is not her own, but it's the nature of evil. And then forgive the earthly father because the earthly father he is a son of God. So when you hate your earthly father, you're hating the son of God. And so when you forgive him, you would naturally return to the father spiritually.
Right, when you forgive your father. Forgive your mother to drop the anger. Forgive your father to return to God.
Yes.
But let's say...
Because
when
you don't hate your earthly father, you naturally love God, too.
Right. And is it true that a woman gets her love from the man?
No, she gets it from God. Men don't have love to give.
They get it from God, right?
Right. But most men don't because they have not overcome anger. They have not forgiven their mother. So they have the same emotional so-called love, which is not love. They have the same emotion that the woman has. So men don't have love either. They only have their evil love, which came from the mother.
Yeah,
because men become like their mother.
But what I'm saying is, so let's say, because of the hierarchy, can a woman get her love from God without going through the man?
Yes, absolutely.
Right. So is the hierarchy, is that just a family thing? Is that just in the household?
Yeah, and spiritual, when the man love God, he's going to naturally love his wife. Because God said, husband, something like, love your wives as Christ loved the church. Your body is the church and Christ is in you. And so you have love when you return to the Father. And so that order of God loving, God over Christ, Christ over man over woman will fall naturally in place. But if the woman doesn't love God, it's not going to come to order. You'll be fine, but she won't, and your kids are at risk.
Right. So it's not possible if the man loves God and he's dropped his anger, is it not possible, you know, for that husband to get his wife to drop her anger?
No.
Or it's just got to come naturally through her?
Yeah, she got to want it. Christ, God is not going to help anybody that doesn't cry out for help.
Well, how can I keep my children from suffering?
By keeping an eye on them. It will be difficult if the wife is angry, but when you get home from work, ask the children, how was your day? How did mama treat you today? And the kids would know that, and then they would see you correcting the mother for being impatient with the children, and the kids would love you for standing up for them against the evil that's in the mother.
Okay. All right. That's all my questions.
A good question, Mike, but as long as they love you because they see you loving them and the mother by correcting her, they have a better chance even if the mother's not working on herself.
But if I keep them from getting angry at her, or if they do get angry at her, if they're brought up in love and they can forgive her, they got a better chance of dropping their anger or really not growing up with anger and having God's love.
100%.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. One more question, Jesse.
Yes.
Jesse, you drink coffee?
I drink Punchy's coffee.
Okay. All right. I was just wondering, how is it?
It is delicious. It's so good, Mike. It makes you want to slap your mama. Go to...
I order some.
Yeah, order some. You're going to love it. JesseLeePeterson.shop.
I see y'all got free shipping too, man. I appreciated that.
Right on. Let me know how it goes.
Yes, sir. All right. Thanks, Jesse.
All right, buddy. 888-77 Jesse Super.
Super chats.
Over on pill.net, Pastor Chatelet, 222 gold pills. That lady went to jail for saying the Nicaragua word. He didn't spell it like that. Just need to say she had postpartum and she'll be fine.
That's right. What the? Amazing. Chris, that's a good point.
Chris from chat says, hey, I don't know if you've been stretching, but if you are, stop. You're probably agitating your back muscles. Just take it easy for a while, okay?
Amazing.
Thank you.
Right on. Thank you.
Lin Yun Chen adding to Chris from chat, breathe slow and deep, in and out, without pause, as you pay attention to the dynamic tension as you seek optimal equilibrium. Live long and prosper. Hand signal white or yellow emoji.
Amazing advice.
Thank you, Lin Yun Chen.
Yeah.
Nathan R., because Arnold Schwarzenegger is in the Manhood Hour video, maybe have him on The Fallen State.
I'll be back.
You didn't say it like that.
I didn't say it.
I can't repeat it.
Why?
Because no one can do him.
He can't. Didn't he say, I'll be back?
He did, but he didn't say it like that.
How did he say it?
I'll be back. It was much calmer. Mike.
Apparently you said it better than me.
A little bit better. Not much better. Mike P-G-O-D, the not you believes you possess things, so the concept that we are all nothing makes it difficult to accept.
That's amazing. Thank you.
Mike P-G-O-D, no one wants to believe they are nothing.
That's the most difficult thing in the world for human beings to believe and see. That they're nothing. They don't exist. But who will I be if I don't believe that? If I don't believe I exist? Won't you stop believing and see what happens? Amazing. Thank you.
Nathan R., just want to support because you have helped.
Right on. Thank you for helping us to help others as you're being helped. I appreciate it.
Again, Nathan R., wish you well.
I wish you well as well. It's amazing. All is well. Thank you.
Priscilla from Houston. I wish you well, Jesse, Hake, Nick, Derek, he black. You are right. You only ask Scoop a question, and you sure did get a reaction out of him. Jesus. I laughed so hard. Thanks for all you do, all you guys.
It was just a question, really. It was just a question responding to the thing he said. That's all it was, with nothing else in mind. Amazing. Thank you.
And he, biblical question answer.
Why do you prefer sacrifice over mercy?
Jesus is the only living sacrifice that was able to grant mercy to mankind. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. Taste and see, open book emoji, that the word of truth never returns void. Jesus did offer himself a living, innocent sacrifice on the cross of forgiveness for the forgiveness of sins. You know what I mean, Jelly Bean? Star with rays coming out.
So which one they prefer, sacrifice or mercy?
He doesn't answer which one he prefers.
But the question is, why do you prefer
maybe because he
mercy?
Maybe because Jesus is that sacrifice of mercy.
I don't understand that.
The Hake Report, gifted. Thank you,
thank
sir.
Thank you, though. I appreciate it. I put my two cents in on Sunday. Thank you.
The Cookie. Sorry, y'all. No Hake again. Emoji.
Oh, man. Bird!
The not you. The thoughts. The not you will always have an opinion. Stay calm and keep watching it. Stay with it.
Amazing. Patience is wisdom. Staying with it is wise. Thank you.
And thank you, guys. I could be mistaken.
Stillness is wisdom.
But I believe that's all for now.
Thank you all very much. I do appreciate it. The anchor baby. You like that?
He's like one of those lions or whatever, or or whatever, tigers or something that yawn before a hunt because he's getting ready for the hunt, his show, 9 a.m. right now.
He's like, he got to get up now.
They do that stretch. Yawn. Ready to.
He was yawning so wide, I'm a broken jawbone.
Ready to chomp some elks.
I am out of time. Tomorrow, if the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise, Bible Thumper Thursday. Already, again, and No Hate Report, the American Anchor Babies coming now. The American Anchor Babies at 9 a.m. at the time, right now, matter of fact. And then at 2 p.m., Bill on Punchy TV. Bill on Punchy. Zach from Massachusetts, I think. And the callers just drop it. I'll be back tomorrow. The Lord is willing and the creature will rise. Call me again if you can. All right. Thank you all for your support, too. Your donations and your super chats. Helping us to stay here and do what we are doing. As you are being helped. And to my enemy, you can donate at least. So you get a thrill from the show, at least. From hating it or whatever. At least make a donation. What the? All for the thrill of it. All for the thrill of it, thrill of it, thrill of it, yeah, for the thrill of it, thrill of it. Amazing. Thank you all. The American Anchor Baby is coming now. You never want to stand for the truth. So what you planning to do? You understand in the loop? You better go talk to your mama. Better stop with the drama. Better drop all the trauma. Boy, you better stand up and up. Put your hand up and hut. Because if you don't, then we lose. And then we got to hear the fake news. Whoa.
The views, information, thoughts, and opinions expressed during this show are the individual's own and do not represent the views, thoughts, and opinions of the JLP Network or Bond. Their appearance on the program does not imply an endorsement of them or any entity they represent. The material and information presented here is for general information purposes only. The JLP Network and Bond name and all forms and abbreviations are the property of its owner, and its use does not imply endorsement of or opposition to any specific organization, product, or service.
Check out Punchy's Coffee. I have my own coffee now. Punchy Coffee is good. Every bag is roasted to order. Freshest flavor. Top quality. Specialty grade beans. Good. Every dime goes back to Bar, my nonprofit. And we are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. So when you're drinking coffee and enjoying it, just know you're helping somebody. Amazing coffee. Punchy has his own coffee now. What the? And it's so good. All the way from the plantation. To my own coffee. Who would have thought? Did that coffee come from the plantation? Did I pick my own coffee? Check it out. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com, RebuildingTheMan.com/stores, and get Punchy's Coffee.
I have books that are amazing.
Highly recommend you get them. 7 Guaranteed Steps to